Our cover story this month features interviews with four young French people. Rachel, Romain, Tancred and Alice all chose to pursue their studies in an English-speaking country, Ireland, America, Australia and Canada. What difficulties and surprises did they encounter? And what advice or tips do they have for others? Our first interviewee was Rachel. Rachel spent a year in Galway, Ireland, from 2018 to 2019 with Erasmus Plus as part of her master's degree in international law. Here's what she had to say. Her testimony and those of our three other interviewees have been translated and edited for space or clarity. They will be read by actors.
Why Ireland?
I wanted to do international law, but hesitated. Then I said to myself, why not go abroad? After looking at the places proposed by my university with the Erasmus Plus scheme, I put down National University of Ireland Galway as my first choice, as studying in Ireland is cheaper than in the UK.
The process.
My university in Poitiers gave me an Erasmus file to fill in with four or five possible destinations. It had to be completed by December to leave the following year. The university looked at our grades and level of English. There were three places available for Galway. We were three friends to apply. Two of us, including myself, were accepted. My other friend was not.
Difficulties?
With Erasmus Plus, you get €310 a month, but we had to find our own accommodation. In spring, as soon as we knew we had been accepted, we searched endlessly, but it was only a few weeks before leaving that we found a house share. The constant rain got me down during the year, especially as we went everywhere on foot.
Surprises?
The university has an American-style campus. You can find everything on site. As there were so many foreign students, and we all stayed on campus at weekends, I made friends with Germans, Spaniards, Americans, Italians. I learnt a lot about different cultures and now have places to stay all over the world.
Tips?
Make the most of the rich social life here. It's the easiest and quickest way to make new friends. I joined the Volleyball Association, but also tried combat sports, Zumba and DJing. I never got bored.
Our next testimony comes from Romain. Thanks to the Fulbright Foreign Language Teaching Assistant Program, Romain spent a year in the USA, combining study with work as a French language assistant.
Why America?
I was in England when I had the idea to leave. I was already working as a French and Spanish assistant in a London school and studying remotely for a Master 1 in FLE. I heard about the Fulbright Foreign Language Teaching Assistant program and thought it was a good opportunity to travel a little further from home.
The process.
20 to 30 French assistants leave with the Fulbright FLTA program each year. There's a strong demand for this program, which lets you take classes, have a job, and exempts you from tuition fees. To show my motivation, I had to take many tests, including the TOEFL, and pass an interview. I was assigned to Williams College, a prestigious liberal arts university in Massachusetts.
Difficulties?
The cultural codes are very different. You have to be really careful about what you're going to say here. In France, we are more direct.
Surprises?
Williams College is lovely, but it's in the middle of nowhere. Albany is an hour away, and New York, 3 hours. On top of that, there are only 2,000 students. You've got the impression of being in a bubble, and that can create tensions. I signed up for the Williams Outing Club to get off the campus, go hiking, and enjoy the surrounding countryside.
Tips?
Tuition fees are very expensive in America. A year's fees at Williams can cost over $56,000, €50,850. With accommodation and other costs, you're looking at $75,000, €68,100. Luckily, every other student receives a scholarship. It's essential to find out about the different funding that exists. Without Fulbright, I couldn't have spent that year in the States.
Time to hear from Tancred now. Tancred is back in France after a semester studying in Sydney, Australia, a compulsory part of his curriculum at his management school in Paris. He didn't return straight away, however, preferring to prolong his stay with some work experience. Why Australia?
I had already visited South America and Asia and wanted to discover a new continent. I also had this Australian dream in my head, the idea of being close to nature, of surfing.
The process?
At the École de Management Léonard de Vinci, near Paris, as in many grandes écoles, you have to spend a semester abroad to validate your diploma. In my curriculum, it was scheduled for the third year. My school proposed two places for UTS, University of Technology Sydney. You have to have the right grades and level of English. I had to take the TOEFL.
Difficulties?
I had planned to return to France after a semester, but I fell in love with the place. So I decided to stay, but finding an internship was hard. I was young compared to the other candidates, who were 25 years old. In the end, I found a marketing internship with a company that had hired me to distribute flyers, a student job.
Surprises?
You could forget about playing video games. It's not part of the culture here. In Australia, they're really into sport and nature. As soon as you leave the city, you come face to face with animals. I saw sharks, penguins, koalas, kangaroos, huge spiders, snakes. As for Sydney, it's crazy the number of foreigners you meet in this city, French people included.
Tips?
It's good to look for a student job quickly, as living costs are quite high, though casual jobs are well paid. It works a lot by word of mouth. There are plenty of jobs handing out flyers, in construction, or even catering if you've got a good level of English and you're not afraid of different accents. Other than that, I'd say go for it. It's the best experience I've ever had.
Our final testimony comes from Alice. After finishing high school, Alice left to study in Montreal, Canada. She's now in her second year.
Why Canada?
I've always wanted to study abroad because I've traveled a lot. American universities were out of my reach, too expensive or too competitive. So I turned to Canada and Montreal, a city where both French and English are spoken. It's reassuring if you've just left high school.
The process?
I spent hours on the internet, on university websites, but also on students' Facebook pages. I applied to McGill University in January of my final year and was accepted in early May. In September, my parents came with me and stayed a few days to help me settle in. I was still a minor.
Difficulties?
My first winter here was a struggle. I had more work, it was colder, and the days were shorter. I was a long way away from my family, and with the time difference, I didn't necessarily have someone I could talk to. But by the end of winter, it was fine. I'd made a small group of friends.
Surprises?
Classes are organized very differently in Canada. In France, the teachers push us to work, not here. There is a list of compulsory courses for the 3 years, and we can take them in the order we want. I have 12 hours of classes a week, but lots of personal study. Alongside that, I was working as a waitress 15 hours a week. All at once, I found myself plunged into adult life.
Tips?
You have to be brave and not think about leaving too much. Even if things go wrong, you'll have obtained the total or partial equivalence for your diploma and learned so much about yourself and others. My self-confidence has really grown since I came to Canada, especially as nobody here judges how you behave or dress.